Britain.
Small business. The bank manager will see you now. The scheme to help SMEs may shortchange both firms and taxpayers.
After COVID-19 blew the whistle on the football season, business as usual stopped for Premier League clubs. That in turn made things difficult for their suppliers, including Global Coach, a firm with software that produces animations for coaches to drill players on match tactics. Because Global Coach will not be able to collect £170,000, that's $213,000, it is owed until football gets going again, Emile Coleman, its boss, needs to borrow £73,000 through the government's new £330 billion Coronavirus Business Interruption Loan Scheme, or CBILS. But Mr. Coleman's bank, NatWest, part of RBS, is asking questions about the quality of the firm's profits. Even though the government guarantees 80% of CBILS loans, which can be up to £5 million and are interest-free for a year, Global Coach may not receive one. Its future is uncertain. Chronic uncertainty now afflicts most of Britain's nearly 6 million small and medium-sized enterprises, or SMEs. Such firms are accustomed to coping with fluctuations in operating conditions, but not the enforced closures that the lockdown imposes, says Adam Marshall, Director General of the British Chambers of Commerce, or BCC. Insolvency rates have not yet soared, but the BCC says that 59% of its members have money to continue only for 3 months or less. Almost a third of businesses in the Midlands and the north of England are at high risk of collapse because of the virus's impact on supply chains, reckons Durham University Business School. The government's response to impending disaster looks generous. As well as CBILS, there are other measures, such as allowing some firms to stop paying business rates and to furlough staff on 80% of their salaries, up to a maximum of £2,500 a month. The government picks up the bill. The insolvency regime is to be loosened. But so far, CBILS, one of the biggest weapons in the armoury, has failed. By mid-April, 1.4% of the 300,000 firms that sought help from the scheme had received loans. Entrepreneurial hard luck stories resonate with the public, so its impotence is embarrassing. Most of the blame has fallen on the banks, somewhat unfairly. They have to use a cumbersome legacy system, the Enterprise Finance Guarantee Scheme of the British Business Bank, a government lender that is managing CBILS. Banks are now throwing resources at making it work. Lloyds Banking Group has shifted 700 staff onto processing CBILS loans. Because CBILS got off to such a bad start, things may now veer too far in the other direction. There are calls for the Treasury to guarantee 100% of new loans to small businesses, as Germany and Switzerland have done. Banks would act chiefly as a conduit and would not scrutinise SMEs' finances as closely. Such a guarantee would see the cost to taxpayers soar. Banks reckon that a tenth of small firms were not viable before the pandemic and can't support more debt. Taxpayers will get some protection from unviable firms thanks to the Treasury's stipulation that any undertaking in difficulty, defined as a firm whose accumulated losses are higher than half their capital share, will not have access to CBILS. But it may end up excluding successful British firms which incurred losses a long time ago, or high-growth ones that have recent losses and limited share capital. Even SMEs that were thriving before the pandemic may find it hard to service additional debt taken on through CBILS. It will take time for that to become clear. For now, the focus is on the very short term. On April 20th, the web portal for companies to apply for furlough payments opens. SMEs are praying it will be a seamless experience compared with CBILS.